Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. The format of this week's show is going to be a little different, thanks to a suggestion by longtime listener and KISL member Tim from Oakland, California. Tim suggested a whole slew of records, which I'm going to play, and all of which have one thing in common, which I'm not going to tell you. You have to figure it out. But if you do figure it out correctly, you have a chance to win a CD. Listen to the show, figure out what all those records in the first four segments of the show all have in common, and send an email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com with your answer before midnight Pacific Standard Time on Friday, February 21st, 2014. One winner will be selected at random from all the correct answers and will receive a Vocalion CD of Stan Greening's bands. So let's get started right away.
Listen closely now.
Dream again. if I should wake and feel your lips surrender to mine, I'd just be wasting time in dreaming. In all my dreams, it seems that you are near, dear. But when I wake, you always disappear. If I should wake to hear you say you'll always remain, that's when I'll never have to dream again. Wake and find your arms around me, I know I'll never have to dream again. If I should wake and feel your lips surrender to mine, I'd just be wasting time in dreaming. No, my dreams, it seems you are near, dear. But when I wake, darling, you disappear. If I should wait to hear you say you'll always remain, that's when I'll never dream again.
Thank you.
Bert Ambrose and his orchestra, September 3rd, 1931, and Yes, Yes, My Baby Said Yes. The vocal was by Sam Brown and the Carlyle Cousins, Carlyle, Cecile Petrus, Pauline Lister, and Lillian Taylor. You'll see it listed as just Yes, 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 My Baby Said Yes with Yes, Yes in parentheses, and Yes, Yes, My Baby Said Yes with My Baby Said Yes in parentheses. But regardless, Yes, Yes, My Baby Said Yes was written by Cliff Friend and Con Conrad. It's even shown one way in the index of Rust's British Dance Band discography and the other way in the listing for the record itself. Before Bert Ambrose, it was Connie Boswell with I'll Never Have to Dream Again from September 27, 1932. I'll Never Have to Dream Again was written by Charles Newman and Isham Jones. We started off the show with Ambrose once again, this time with the vocal by Elsie Carlyle, Carlisle, and The Clouds Will Soon Roll By, a Depression cheer-up song written by Harry Woods and George Brown and recorded July 13, 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Those three records, as well as all the records in the next three segments of the show, have something in common, and if you can figure out what it is, you can have a chance to win a Stan Greening CD on Vocalion. Here's the next set of records with the common denominator.
Listen closely now.
Something very strange and mystic happened to me. Something realistic and as weird as can be. Something that I feared somehow is now endeared to me. What a funny feeling, odd and yet so true. Did a thing like this ever happen to you? Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever hear a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever have a dream thrill you with will you be mine? Oh, it's so grand and it's too divine. Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see heaven right in your arms, saying, I love you, I do? Well, the dream that was walking and the dream that was talking, and the heaven in my arms was you. Ever have a dream thrill you with will you be mine? Oh, it's so grand, then it's too divine. Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see heaven right in your arms, saying, I love you, I do? Well, the dream that was walking and the dream that was talking and the heaven in my arms was you.
It isn't a paddle, it's not the canoe. It isn't the river or God that's all blue. It isn't the low dreams that bring joy to you. It's the girl, oh, it's the girl. It isn't the Brooklyn that you always wander to. It isn't the mountain flowers or the morning dew. It isn't the loneliness that brings love to you. It's the girl that makes you happy and it's the girl that makes you blue. You offend them. What a lonely world would be without them. It isn't the song words, the song that they sing. It isn't the sunshine that makes you like rain. So what is this magic that makes all the thing? It's the girl. Oh, it's the girl.
Some folks need atmosphere when they're making love. They say old Mother Nature makes love grand. Still lovers will complain that they need the shore. If you're a Romeo, understand.
It isn't the paddle, it's not the canoe. It isn't the river of God that all do. It isn't the love dreams that bring joy to you.
Wherever you go, whatever you do,
it's the girl, it isn't the rule. Yeah. That you wanted to do. It isn't the mountain and the flowers all the morning dew. It isn't the loveliness that brings love to you. It's a girl. It's a girl.
guitarist Joe Orlando directing his Glen Eagles Hotel Orchestra on June 28, 1937, and a true fact, Love is Good for Anything That Ails You, written by Cliff Friend and Matty Malnick. The vocalist there was Phyllis Robbins. Before Phyllis, it was all three of the Boswell sisters, Connie, Martha, and Vet, with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra on July 8, 1931, and It's the Girl. It's the Girl was written by Dave Oppenheimer and Abel Baer. We began this segment with Bing Crosby and the Lenny Hayton Orchestra on November 22, 1932, and the musical question, Did You Ever See a Dream Walking? Did You Ever See a Dream Walking was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel. So have you figured out yet what those three records and the three records in the first segment all have in common? If not, there are still two segments to go, and when you do figure it out, you can send an email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com with your answer before midnight Pacific Time, Friday, February 21st, and you'll have a chance to win that Stan Greening CD on Vocalion. Here's the next segment of records with a common denominator.
Listen closely now.
Mrs. Jones' new dress. What did Mr. Brown say to Uncle Benny? Just one of those things, he'd had a few too many. Sure was a hungry crowd. They didn't leave a scrap far over. We ought to feel real proud and mighty glad the darn thing's over.
Please go away and let me sleep.
No more company to feed, no more papers left to read. So what's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to bed. No more anything to drink, leave those dishes in the sink. What's to do about it? Whisper nighty night and so to bed. You're waiting now for me to say, I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank, no cute baby we can spank. So what's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to bed. My good friend Herman or Dodo Hupfeld, who has given us Sing Something Simple, Yuba, and As Time Goes By, played this little melody for me several months ago. I pleaded with him not to put it into a show, but to give it to us to use as our signing off signature. You're waiting now for me to say, I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank, no cute baby we can spank. So what's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to bed.
Thank you.
say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you. Yes, I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Started that third of our four segments of records with a common denominator with the voice that had them fainting, Rudy Valley, in 1932. He sings Let's Put Out the Lights and Go to Bed, but the correct title of that song is Let's Put Out the Lights and Go to Sleep. It was composed by Herman Hupfeld, born in Montclair, New Jersey on February 1, 1894, and was one of his best-known numbers, featured in George White's Music Hall of Variety's stage show. Hupfeld's most famous song was first sung by Frances Williams in the musical Everybody's Welcome, and later recorded by Rudy Valli, but it gained worldwide attention in the 1943 film Casablanca, where it was sung by Dooley Wilson. That song was, of course, As Time Goes By. Rudy Valli was followed by Dolly Dawn, the champagne of big band singers with George Hall and his orchestra, and a song made famous by Fats Waller, but not written by him, It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. It's a Sin to Tell a Lie was written by Billy Mayhew and recorded by Dolly on April 24, 1936. There is a very detailed biography and discography of Dolly Dawn on the WYYR website at WYYR.com, where you can also hear an interview with Dolly Dawn, which was recorded July 21, 2001, just a few months before she passed away. Dolly Dawn was followed by Helen Kane with the orchestra conducted by Leonard Joy and I Want to Be Bad. I Want to Be Bad was written by DeSilva Brannon Henderson and is from the Broadway show Follow Through, which also had a film version released in 1930. This recording is from January 1st, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. So have you figured out what those three records and the six previous ones all have in common? If so, send an email to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com before midnight Pacific time on Friday, February 21st, 2014, for your chance to win that Stan Greening CD on Vocalion. If you haven't quite figured it out yet, here's another set of songs which may help.
Let's misbehave. Let's misbehave.
If you would be just sweet and only meet your fate, dear, 'twould be the great event of 1928, dear.
Let's misbehave.
And music and love and romance. face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have played, before they ask us to pay the bills, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Thank you. no one appreciated a sky that was always blue, and no one congratulated a moon that was always new. So it was planned that they would vanish now and then, and you must pay before you get them back again. That's what storms were made for, and you shouldn't be afraid for. Every time it rains, it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You will find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you.
Well, there are the 13 songs, all of which have something in common. We started this segment with Irving Aronson and his Commanders with a quintessential 20s tune, Cole Porter's Let's Misbehave. The vocalist was Phil Sachs, but the exclamations of Let's Misbehave are courtesy of Irving Aronson himself, and he's also the lead voice in the vocal trio. That recording was made March 1, 1928, and is from the Rivermont CD, Irving Aronson and his Commanders, Let's Misbehave, 1926 to 1928, the first of a series with the liner notes by my friend Randy Skretvedt, who many of you know as Randy Bryan, host of Forward Into the Past, heard Sunday afternoons on KSPC and available at kspc.org. That CD is available through the Rivermont Records website, rivermontrecords.com. Next, it was Frederick Austerlitz, better known as Fred Astaire, with Irving Berlin's Let's Face the Music and Dance from January 30th, 1936. That was followed by Lou Stone and his band with the vocal trio of Joe Crossman, reed man in the band, trumpeter Alfie Noakes, and tenor saxophonist Don Barrigo singing The Glory of Love. The Glory of Love was written by Billy Hill. William Joseph Hill was born in Boston on July 14, 1899, and his biggest hit was The Last Roundup, which he almost sold for just $25. But thanks to ASCAP President Gene Buck, he was able to have the song published by Shapiro and Bernstein, and it was first recorded by George Olson and his music. We finished up with the street singer, Arthur Tracy, and Pennies from Heaven. Pennies from Heaven was written by Johnny Burke and Arthur Johnston. If you know what those 13 records have in common, send an email to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com with your answer. I'd also be interested to know where you listen to the show and how you came to hear about it. A winner will be selected at random from all the correct entries, and that lucky person will receive the Stan Greening Band's CD on Vocalion. Be sure to send your emails by midnight Pacific time on Friday, February 21st, 2014. And I'll have the answer and the winner next week. There were lots of composer and artist birthdays this past week, but we're going to spotlight Anson Weeks, born February 14, 1896, in Oakland, California. He formed his first band in 1924 and had several successful engagements at hotels in Oakland and Sacramento, but in 1927 he began a seven-year run at San Francisco's prestigious Mark Hopkins Hotel. The following year, the band made their first issued record for Columbia. The band began regular broadcasts from the hotel in 1930 over KFRC and NBC's West Coast Network. In 1934, the band moved to New York and the St. Regis Hotel. In 1941, Weeks was injured in a bus accident and eventually left the music business to sell cars and real estate. But he put together a seven-piece orchestra in 1956, which toured and made three LP albums on the Fantasy label. He continued to lead the band up until his death from emphysema on February 7th, 1969. What do you say we go dancing with Anson?
I'm falling in love. Strike me blue if I don't think it's you. Strike me brown if you're not down from heaven above. Strike me green if I don't mean it too. I was shy, a bit of oh my, but now I feel free. There's no doubt you're gonna bring out the Tarzan in me. Strike me pink if I don't think I'm falling in love. Strike me blue if I don't think it's you. So nice and warm, you mustn't lose that certain thing that took my heart by storm. You've got the skin I love to touch, baby. I hope time doesn't hurt it much, baby. I wish that you could stay just as you are today. I hate to think that you'll grow old. Was just meant to be a sweet memory. Love won't stay. Let's call it a day. In saying goodbye, let us try to avoid any tears. Let's be thankful for years that we're gay. It's easy that way. Let's have no regrets or a word of blame. Just like two old vets, let's say we took what came. Let's call it a day. Let us say that we just can't pretend, and we know it's the end. Why delay? Let's call it a day.
Just as many trees, there are just as many moonbeams shining for you. There are just as many birdies singing melodies. There are just as many skies that are blue. Remember that you still have summer, winter, fall, and spring. Just make up your mind, you haven't lost a thing. There are just as many sweethearts. Love will always thrive. So just keep right on repeating, it's great to be alive.
We began our tribute to Anson Weeks with K. St. Germain and I'm on a Seesaw, recorded in Chicago on August 12, 1935, just 8 days before Fats Waller recorded his version. I'm on a Seesaw was written by Desmond Carter and Vivian Ellis. We finished up on March 2, 1933, with parts 1 and 2 of Strike Me Pink medley. The vocalists were Art Wilson and Harriet Lee, and the tunes in part 1 were Strike Me Pink, I Hate to Think That You'll Grow Old, Baby, and Ooh, I'm Thinking. In part two, you heard Let's Call It a Day, It's Great to Be Alive, and Home to Harlem. The review Strike Me Pink, with music by Ray Henderson and lyrics by Lou Brown, opened at the Majestic Theater on March 4, 1933, and ran for 122 performances. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.